This is the Better Reading Podcast platform with stories behind the story, Jane's Be Better podcast, My Book Chat with Caroline Overington, and more. Looking for a particular podcast? Remember, you can always skip to it.
Welcome to the Better Reading Podcast, Stories Behind the Story, brought to you by Belinda Audio. Listen to Belinda audiobooks anywhere, everywhere.
Hi, this is Cheryl Arkell.
And Jane Tara.
From the Better Reading Podcast, and this is our weekly book chat segment where we discuss our favourite new releases, book news, and more.
Lots more.
Jane, the top 100 this week.
Wow.
This is a really, can I talk a little bit about the top 100?
Yes.
Because we started this, about 7 or 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
Better Reading did. And we got the support of so many book retailers out there, including Big W, libraries, bookshops, publishers, and it has grown and grown. What a wonderful list, Jane.
I'm really excited about this. How do you feel about number one?
Well, shall we go drum roll?
Yeah, drum roll.
Drum roll.
That was my drum roll.
So where the Crawdads Sing by
Delia Owens.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that's a new entry, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I wasn't surprised to see it there. It's been so popular.
It has been so popular. It's been on the bestseller list for ages and ages. Mm. And a deserved win, I think, for number one. A deserved place, don't you think?
I agree, yeah.
But I'm always happy to see the classics there. To Kill a Mockingbird, number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and Pride and Prejudice at number 5.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got a few on the top 10.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about the top 10 because number 3 is The Dry by Jane Harper.
Yes.
And that came in a few years back as a debut fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we have quite a few of our debut authors have been on the list for a few years, like Jane Harper, now Trent Dalton.
And Trent Dalton's coming at number 4.
Yes, number 4.
But what about The Dictionary of Lost Words?
Oh,
Number 8.
I'm
and
so
that
happy
book,
for her.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Mm. And that was released last year.
Mm. And no pressure. Can't wait to see what she does next.
Yeah, no pressure at all. We actually saw her at the RBA dinners, didn't
She's
we?
Lovely.
She's
yeah.
really lovely.
Yeah.
We met her for the first time.
Mm.
So I think, what did we say? Almost all, half of the list is Australian.
Yes. And which is great. So readers really enjoy Australian authors. That's fantastic. Well over half are female. So, go the girls.
Go
Excellent.
The girls. Yep, yeah.
You know, crime writing is well represented. You know, we've got Jane Harper and Dervla McTiernan and Christian White,
I want to go back and have a look at the list and talk about some of the titles. But just so you know, this is really a list that is voted by you out there, the listener and the reader, over, 5,000, 6,000 people vote every year? Was it 6,000, I think?
But nearly 7 this
nearly
year.
Nearly 7,000 people voted. And we collate that list, and it really is just raw collation, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then this is the list that you get.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm always, always so happy with the results to see, and because it gives you an idea of what people have been, what people are reading.
Well, interestingly enough, I think that this list really reflects what people tell us they're reading in our weekly What Are You Reading segment.
They do, yeah. Hey, look at Kyle Perry.
Yeah,
The Bluffs, number 50.
Yeah.
That's debut.
Yeah.
That is the last year.
Yep.
I mean, I'm so happy for him. He's got a new book coming this year.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
That's out next month, I think.
Yeah.
2 months, yeah.
It's such a good mix of Australian titles, international titles, and also classics that you've loved reading.
Yeah.
So number 5 is a classic. Number 6, Marcus Zusak's always up there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
So that's The Book Thief.
Mm.
Really happy to see Honey Bee up there, Craig Silvey. Yes. That's number 7.
Our readers loved that book.
Didn't they just? Didn't they just?
Mm-hmm.
And Monica McInerney coming in at number 10.
Yes.
I mean, that's The Godmother.
Yeah.
That has been really popular, hasn't it, this year?
Yeah, it has.
And Eleanor Oliphant. Now, that's not Australian, obviously. This is number 2, I think. Well, the second year it's been on the list.
Yes.
Yeah, it's coming in at number 12.
Or maybe even the third year.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We don't have the other list. here. Good to see Rachel Johns there.
Yes, yes. And we've got a few, like Fiona Lowe.
Wonderful.
You know,
Josephine Moon. Who we really love. Tanya Blanchard, who is really popular.
Mm-hmm.
Both the Trent Daltons are on the list.
Yes.
That's another.
Yep.
Because I think there are a few Jane Harper
is on the list a couple of times. Trent's got both his books on the list. So it's always interesting to see that people loved the follow-up book as well and, you know, and have voted that on. Kate Morton does really well. She's at 65 with The Forgotten Garden and people love her. Fiona McIntosh, Alison Stewart. She goes really well with our readers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also to see the Khalid Hossein, A Thousand Splendid Suns.
Yes.
I think that's probably been on the list every single year. Now, I know a lot of you out there, you compare lists from last year, well, from previous lists, what has stayed in the list and what hasn't. We don't do that kind of work, but we love to hear about it from you. And Burial Rites, she's got a book coming out this year, hasn't she?
Hannah Kent. Yes. So I'm looking forward to reading that.
And it's good to see The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart.
Yeah. You know, Holly Ringland. I follow her on Instagram and she's so delightful.
Isn't
and
she?
People love this book. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, it's had
love
a very long tail.
It has, and I know that she's writing her follow-up in a little caravan somewhere and she posts all over and she's nearly finished. Yeah.
Hey, I really, really liked Normal People and I really, really like the show Normal People.
Yeah, I haven't. No.
I loved it. I really enjoy that. That's come in at 87.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Rowbotham, of course, he makes the list most years.
Yes.
And he's such a good writer and he's got a new one coming in August, hasn't he?
Yep, he has. Yeah. Another one. They roll them out.
Yeah. Good to see Christian White there, The Nowhere Child. Are both Christians there?
Christians are on the list. His other one, The Wife and the Widow, is at 75.
Right. Mm. Yeah, wow. Isn't that great? I mean, so fantastic. Now, if you want to find all these books, they're 100 in a – well, they're merchandise in a row from 1 to 100. Most big W stores are doing that.
Yes, on the shelves.
But
there.
Also, even at your local bookstore, mm-hmm. they'll have most of the top 100 there.
A lot of libraries do the top
libraries
100
do. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, display. Yeah.
Yeah,
we get photos of them emailed in every year.
Yeah. Now, listen, also, we had a competition where people could win the entire seven people. We had seven packs to give away of the entire 100.
Mm.
So if you want to know who the winners are, just jump onto our website.
Onto the website.
Betterreading.com.au. Have a look at the list and see if you're a winner. Well, if you're a winner, you probably would have been notified by now. But isn't that exciting to have those 100
and
books?
They'll have those delivered in, you know, packages over the next month, I guess, you know. And what a prize.
What's your favourite on the list, Jay?
Oh, look, that's really hard. That's like asking me to choose a favourite child.
Me.
Okay, what's your favourite?
To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. It is my favourite. It is really my favourite book of all time.
Yeah, okay.
I always go back and reread it every couple of years. Top 100 gives me a reason
You're
to go back
and
read it.
You're the one that votes for it. You go on and vote like over and over and over again.
I vote 100 times. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to do that.
It's hard for me to choose here, but I will say The Pillars of the Earth at number 31.
Oh, Ken Follett.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. An oldie but a goldie.
If you're talking oldies but goldies, that is definitely one of my top 10 books of all time. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Do you know who I'm really happy to see on there is lovely Lauren Chater.
Yes.
She's a lovely writer,
isn't
she?
Yes, she is great. Yeah, Gulliver's Wife. I loved that book.
Yeah, it was reviewed very well. Mm,
she did an event for us at that time, so people can go back and look at the video of that on our Facebook.
Remember, Facebook Lives, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and if you don't catch the author live, it's recorded, so you can always go back and have a catch up.
Mm.
All right, well, I think that's it for now.
Yes.
So that's top 100.
Top 100. Yay.
Yay. And that'll be live. Well, it is live on our website and that'll be the list for this year. Tell us how many you've read.
Yes.
Yeah. Jump onto the website.
Download our little tick-off sheet.
We do have a tick-off sheet.
People love doing that. They tick them off over the year and how many they've read.
Absolutely. Mm. It's always exciting this time of year
to
see that list, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
If you'd like more information about Better Reading, follow us on Facebook or visit betterreading.com.au.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by Belinda Audio. Belinda audiobooks are available on CD and MP3 from online booksellers and bookshops everywhere, or you can download from Audible, Google Play, or the iBookstore. We've also created our own app called BorrowBox that's available from both the App Store and Google Play. All you need to do to get it working is to download the app, join your local public library, and you'll gain access to the world's best collection of ebooks and e-audiobooks available for you to loan on your phone or your personal device. Belinda, we're here to enable you to escape, imagine, grow, and be inspired through the power of storytelling. Belinda Audiobooks. Anywhere, everywhere.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
If you enjoyed this podcast, leave us a review and check out the other podcasts on the Better Reading Network.